I mean, God, is that end of days? A few people learning is nice. We have like a
no, it's different. You have to. You have to get the
Ezra there giving the little
Indications
of every word that's important.
Yeah, very helpful.
It's funny to see rain. I haven't seen rain for 3 weeks. Like, you forget that it can rain.
It hasn't rained here in a while either, actually.
I love it.
In Florida.
I just wanted to sleep right now.
Okay. Step right. 2, Mem Tesem and Aleph. Very top line, the new Mishnah. So we've been talking up until now a lot about baking matzahs. So now slightly different stuff. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Arba'as are shekaliyos b'Shabbos." If the 14th Yud-Dalet of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, normally Yud-Dalet is Erev Pesach. That's when you normally burn the chametz Erev Pesach. But it turns out it's Shabbos now, and you can't burn on Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? So it says Rabbi Meir, "Mevarin es hakol milufnei Shabbos divrei Rabbi Meir," and that's why Paskin Rabbi Meir says one is supposed to burn all the chametz prior to Shabbos. So this is a Yud Gimel. On Nisan, one burns it. Chacham Omrim Bizmano. No, you're supposed to burn it on the time. You're supposed to burn it on Shabbos itself, which means you give it to the dog steed. You get rid of it some other way. And Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer Chuma Milfnei Shabbos. V'chulun Bizmano. No, Chuma you're supposed to get rid of before, but Chulun you actually get rid of on Shabbos itself. And says Rashi explained what's the difference. Says Rashi Chuma Milfnei Shabbos She'eno Yochol La'achila Lo Lizarim V'lo Behemos Zaram, you can't give truma to a zar, to a non-kohen, and you can't give it to the animals of a non-kohen. Ulehasho so yefsha, you can't leave it over. So, aval chulin, ein tzarech levar el bezmano, sheyachulim tzalehen ochlin harbe. It's going to come out, you're on Shabbos now, and you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos any of the food. So if you have chulin, it's very easy to find animals or find friends to give the chulin to. But truma, let's say you can't find the guest, the neighbor who's a kohen, and you can't find the animals of a kohen, you're stuck with the food now. And you can't burn a chametz, so it ends up being you're going to have chametz on Pesach. So therefore, Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok advises that one burns everything before Shabbos. So the first opinion of Rebbe Meir, who says, how you paskin, you're supposed to burn everything, Erev Shabbos, which turns out to be Yud Gimel, a number of interesting halachas come out of this. One thing is, what's the zman? When is one supposed to burn it on Erev Shabbos, Yud Gimel? L'chora, one should be able to burn it whenever they want, because there's no Shas Isser. Rashi writes, it's brought down in the name of Rashi, Mordechai brings this down, that even on Yud Gimel, when one has to burn it, you're supposed to burn it before Chatzos. The concern is, if this year, let's say, on Yud Gimel, I burned it after Chatzos, let's say 5 o'clock in the afternoon is when I burned it, the next year they're going to say, oh, wait a second, last year we did it at 5 o'clock also, so I'm going to burn it later in the day as well. But exactly, so therefore...
Now, shouldn't you burn Truma as late as possible, just in case a Kohen comes and might eat it, because you're basically burning something that's...
Exactly, you can't burn... Right, so that's in general, but I guess the concern is rather you violate that Isser than come to the Isser of having chametz on Pesach.
Next year.
Exactly. Are you saying...
Bigger deal.
No, because no, this year...
I'm trying to say this year, Erev Pesach, you would be able to burn it 1 hour before Shabbos, because maybe a Kohen might come and still
eat
it.
Oh, I see. For, record, I
on
see
Truma,
this.
I'm saying, I not see. On...
But
no, as a regular person who was, because we say that Truma you're not allowed to burn just some Truma that's not done.
So it depends. How do you paskin? Not everybody made that chilak. I think we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. That's like Mishnah all the way in the beginning.
Right.
I don't remember. I don't remember how he paskin, so that's something to consider.
Now,
something else that comes up here, the Tosefta writes that when you have Yudalet falls out on Shabbos, you're supposed to bake the matzahs also on Erev Shabbos, on Yud Gimel. Normally the halacha was the ideal matzah is supposed to be baked Erev Pesach, Yudalet, a special matzah to have Yudalet. You obviously can't bake it on Shabbos, so you bake it Yud Gimel. So Shimon asks, what do you mean? Why don't you bake it at nighttime? Leil Seder. Go to your house, you know, in your house, bake the matzah Leil Seder. That's better than having Yud Gimel, Leil Seder. So they point out, the Ravid says the concern is that you might want to jump the gun a little bit. You're getting a little excited to Pesach starting. You might cook a little, bake it a little bit earlier onto Shabbos. So for that reason, for technical reasons, they say not to. You're right. Ideally, it would be better to make it Leil Seder. But because it's Mote Shabbos, they're concerned you might bring it earlier. Other Rishonim say, no, one shouldn't do that because the time it takes to bake the matzahs might delay the Seder. And you might end up eating the matzah after Chatzos. And of course, you're supposed to eat the matzah Kodim Chatzos. Let's see, other things we have that come up here as well is the Baal Mor explains what's the reason why Rabbi Meir says to burn everything before Shabbos, because Rabbi Meir is the Shitas, Rabbi Meir held that Sorfin Kol Shesh, you're supposed to burn the Chametz the sixth hour. So the Balmor's Medag, why Sorfin? He says Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says Ein Bir Ela Seifa. So you have to do burning. You can't do burning on Shabbos, therefore Erev Shabbos. So the same Balmor says, since you burn all the chametz, so what are you supposed to eat on Shabbos? You eat matzah. You have to eat matzah on Shabbos, even though normally you don't eat matzah Erev Pesach. You're stuck here because you burn all the matzah. You burn all the chametz, so you have to eat matzah. So the Rav Moshe asks, in Nigas Moshe, shouldn't this be a problem of Bal Tosef? You're eating matzah early. The Leil Shabbos, you're eating matzah instead of the mitzvah. Isn't that being...
Pesach falls out when? What's
the name? Pesach falls out on a Sunday. So Matzah Shabbos is Leil Seder. So then you have, you're eating matzah Friday night. So he raised the question, is that going to be an issue of Bal Tosef? Adding a day onto the mitzvah of matzah, mitzvah Pesach.
Well, we hold that we don't eat matzah already for instance, Rosh Chodesh.
Right, exactly. That's like a minhag, but once it comes to Erev Pesach, that's a stronger din. That's a real. Gemara says Kabbalah Ruhsasa. The Beis Cham of the Gemara says that's a real. It's a much more serious thing to eat at Erev Pesach. We didn't get to that, right? So Rav Moshe says it's not an issue Bal Tosef because one is Bal Tosef is only an issue when you have kavana. When you have kavana, when it's a mitzvah that's not in the right zman, which is this the case, the night earlier is not the right zman. You have to have kavana for Bal Tosef. The person doesn't have kavana for Bal Tosef, so therefore you're not over the issur.
Why would you eat it the night before again? What was the
because case? Erev Shabbos, we got rid of all the chametz according to Rabbi Meir.
You
need to have through the Shabbos,
so
you're stuck. Okay, fine. So let's go weiter now. So says the Gemara. What?
Plug away.
Yeah, it happens to be a long daf.
The Sfarim eat matzah shira.
Lei matzah shira.
Egg matzah.
Right. Exactly.
Because they say hamotzi on that.
Right. I say hamotzi on that. Do they?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
Sfarim eat chametz, but they eat bread.
Some do.
Alright.
Says the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, Pam Achas, one time Shabbos Abba Biyavna. Pam Achas, Shabbos Abba Biyavna. One day, one week, one time, Abba was in Yavna. Vechal Abba sold Yos b'Shabbos, and the 14th turned out to be on a Shabbos. Uba Zunin Mamona Sherba Gamliel, the Zunin was the person's name who was one of the ministers, advisors, or something, or Gamliel, Vamar Higia Eish Levaris HaChametz, and he said, now's the time to burn the Chametz. Falachti Acher Abba, I followed Abba, Ubiarnu Es HaChametz, and we burned the Chametz. So this was Erev Shabbos, so he's seen we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Okay, that's what the Braisa basically tells us. Says the new Mishnah, HaHolich L'Shchodes Piskel, someone's going on the way to Shech that's covered Pesach, Ulamul Es Beno, to give a bris meal to his son, v'leachol sudas erusin, to have a meal to celebrate the engagement of a son and a daughter, v'beis chamav, and the person, the chassan himself, is going to his father-in-law, future father-in-law's house, to celebrate, have a suda of the erusin, v'nizkar sheyesh l'chametz, and then he suddenly remembers he has chametz left besoch beiso in his house. What's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to go back, or is he allowed to be mevatel wherever he's found? Im yachol lachzor uluvayer, if he could go back and burn it, then v'lachzor l'mitzvah, and then return back to the mitzvah, Yachzer, he should go back the Yevar and go burn it. The Imlav, if he doesn't have time, if he's going to go burn the Chametz and he'll miss out on the Bris Mila, he's going to miss out on the Shechitas Pesach or he'll miss out on the Sudas Erison, so then he does not have to go back to burn it. And Mevatla Belibo, it's enough that he's Mevatla Belibo because Midaraisa, Bittul alone is enough. Beer is just an added precaution by the Chachamim. Once you've done Bittul, that's enough. So then the Mishnah says, Lahatzil Minanachim, let's say he's going to save someone from being chased down by non-Jews. Min hanar, or there's a flood, or min ha-listim, or some type of robbers, or min ha-lake, a fire, or min ha-mapoles, some type of falling, a building collapsed. So all those cases, which is a pikuach nefesh, yivata blibo, he doesn't have to even consider going back at all, even though he might have time, don't consider going back, therefore, rather be mivata blibo. Ulishpos shvisa arushus, let's say he's going out, he's going near an Erev Yontif. He wants to go sit by the tchum, so that...
I don't understand the lashon min hanochrim. Why min?
Someone's being chased down by nochrim, so he's going to save them from the non-Jews.
Right, okay, so it's not that it's dangerous to go back for the house, it's that he either has a chance of eating the Korban Pesach, or saving this person from...
No, the new case now. In terms of mitzvahs, they said the question of a mitzvah versus bir chametz.
Oh, I understand. Now it's
pikuach nefesh versus bir chametz.
Now it's the question between saving somebody or going back to take, is that what it is?
Exactly.
Or taking your bread.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when it comes to pikuach nefesh, saving someone, that you don't have to even consider going back in that case.
That's what you should.
Right.
All these things, when you learn the Shloshim Yom Kippur, Pesach, and now after learning the Sugya, it like lights it up.
Oh yeah, going through the Mishnah Berurah and all that stuff is going to be much, much easier now after.
It's really hard.
All this background. It's very hard to learn Mishnah Berurah without seeing the Sugyas beforehand. Okay. So then says the Gemara, let's say the person is going Velishbos, a different case. Velishbos Shvisas Harashus, he's going to Shvisas Rishus. Rashi tells us, Lishbos Shvisas Harashus, Shehoya Holich Lahach Shechadachum, he's walking to the Tchum, the borders, to get it by Bein HaShemash, just right before it gets dark. Liknos Shvisa Shem. He wants to be Kona, that place, on Shabbos, 2,000 Amos, so he's Kona there. Kedei, says Rashi, Sheyehelo Mishamu Lahalan Apayim Leilech Lamachar Shalom Ledervishah. So this way, the next day, he can have another 2,000 Amos to walk. So the din of Gendchum, a person only has 2,000 Amos. But if you put a Suda or something, 2,000 Amos, you could gain another 2,000 Amos from wherever you place that meal, that place where you're Kona. But he only did that. He only wanted to get the extra 2,000 amos for a rishus, for the purpose of a rishus. In such a case, says the Mishnah, for the purpose of a rishus, yach shemiyad. You have no reason to not go back and burn your chametz. To go for a davar rishus, that's not enough of a reason. You have to go back. And you're going to miss out on those 2,000 amos, that's too bad. If, however, Rashi points out, if you're going for davar mitzvah, so then already davar mitzvah, you don't have to go back unless you're able to go back and burn and come back again. But if you're not going to have time to go back to burn the chametz and then return to your place of the tchum to add the 2,000 amos, no need to go back. But this is a davar rishus. Says Rashi, Mishnah says further, v'chein, so too, mishi yotzim Yushalayim, someone who leaves the borders, the gates of Yushalayim, v'nizkar sheyesh b'yado basar kodesh, not talking about chametz anymore, now we're talking about kodshim. He realized he took out some kodshim which he shouldn't take out. And Rashi says, sheyesh b'yado basar kodesh, imo b'derach, he takes along with him accidentally, v'nifsal b'yotze, and then it becomes possible, it's something called yotze, if it leaves the borders where you're allowed to take it out, it becomes possible because something called yotze. Shemichitas kodshim kalim chomas Yushalayim, the walls of Yushalayim are the boundaries that you can no longer take kodshim kalim, the lesser type of karbanos outside. Once you've left the walls, it's considered yotze. So what are you supposed to do? So says the Mishnah, im avar tzufim, if you pass this place called tzufim, then you've gone too far. So sorry for b'mekoma. You could burn it wherever you are. We don't make you go back once you reach this place of tzufim.
Tzufim.
Well, tzufim, right. So Rashi tells us we'll argue what exactly that means. We'll get to that in a moment. Vimlav, if not, if you haven't gone to that point yet, so then we make you chozer v'sofer. You haven't gone too far. We make you go back to Yushalayim and burn it lifnei habir in front of the biro. Me'atza me'atzei hamaracha, for the woods of the maracha. So what does it mean, tzufim? Says Rashi, Im avar tzufim, shem kfar, name of a village, sheyachol liros es beis hamikdash misham. You can see the beis hamikdash, for it's a place, it's a nice lookout. If you've gone past that point, you don't have to burn it, and you can burn it wherever you are. If you have not gone past the point, rather, then you have to return back to Yushalayim to burn it.
It's very lamaisa, because every single time you hit hard tzufim, you know it's like, that's the kisa layim.
Yeah?
Because if you're coming into Yushalayim, like from the highway, through the kvish, you know, like that, you're now here.
That's our
hard tofim.
That's hard tofim?
Yeah, on the right hand side.
Okay, so says Tosos writes that im avar tofim, perish bekunjus, shem kfar. That's the name of a village, a city, a town. Vekashilari, im kain, havale le memar vikimidasa lecharuach. If that was the case, it was just a place you could look out, it should say this in the complete radius, every direction. Why Dafka the village of Tzufim? What about
But maybe most people, like there was one main exit out of Yerushalayim.
Like we have now, maybe that's the point. There's no other way to go.
I thought about this thing also. Okay.
So that would be. So Tosa doesn't answer that way, but maybe that's how Rashi would answer it.
Right. Didn't have so many streets, you know, in time of Tosa. Right.
Well, I'm saying even now, there's how many exits do you have from Yerushalayim?
Unless you want to go to Yerushalayim.
Right.
So now they're changing it, though. Now you have one via remote. Remote area, you can get out that way because there's another highway.
Oh, yeah, 443.
All right. I've taken that once.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then, Tosis goes on to say, which says, when it talks about the Karban Pesach, if a person wasn't able to make the Beis HaMikdash for his Karban Pesach, what's considered Derech HaChokah? What's considered so far? So it gives you a certain measurement to Modian. But it's not Dafka Modian, it's Modian, that same distance, all around the entire radius. So here too also, it should be the entire radius, Lab Dafka, this place, village, called Tzufim. So it says, Omari, Dibitosef, Dibimichilton, Mefarish, Behedya, Ezud, Tzufim, Haroe, Vein Mafsik, Perish, Kol Mokum, Saviv, Yushalayim, Sheyachal, Rosu, Misham. He learned from the Eidach Hanami, the Tosef, that seems to say the entire radius. Now what does it mean, in front of the Bira. So you skip down to the next Tosfos, two Tosfos, is Lefnei Bira. He writes, Bezvachim Meperek Tefil Yom, Pligi Mai Bira. What's the definition of Bira? I'm a Rabba Bar Barchan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mokum Yesh Behar Bais. There's a place on Behar Bais, Bira Shemo, it's called Bira. Reish Lakish Amar Kola Bais Kula Havi Bira. The entire base, I mean, this is called Bira. Shinemar El Bira Asher Achinosi. So Machlokas, does Bira refer to any place in the base of Mikdash or a specific place on Har Bais? And the Mishnah also says when you have to go back to burn it, back in the if you haven't reached Sofim, you have to return to Yerushalayim to burn it. You have to burn it with Atzei Maracha from the wood of the Maracha of the Mizbeach. That wood. Machlokas Yishonim, whether you have to use that wood or it's just a suggestion. Meaning, when I go back to burn the chametz, I must use it and I can't use anything else because it's kadshim. If it's kadshim, I have to use the wood of the kadshim. Or no, they're just giving you it's a kula that I don't have to find my own firewood. I could just use the firewood that's available from the Beis Hamikdash. It says the mission now. The end of the mission of Ad Kama Hin Chozen. How much meat do you have that you're required to go back to return? Is it any amount of meat? Or no, only a significant size of meat do I have to return to burn it? So this is Machlokas Rabbi Meir Omer Zevzek B'Kabetza. This and this is a Kabetza, says Rashi, when it comes to Zevzek Chametz D'Aminul El. When it comes to Chametz. Remember we said before, how much Chametz, let's say I have Chametz. I remember I'm going to Shech the Pesach and I have to return to burn my Chametz. Is it any case? Any amount of chametz, or it has to be a shear. So Reb Meir says both this and this. When it comes to the chametz, you need a shear of kabeta to make you go back to burn it. And when it comes to kachim, also the shear of kabeta. Anything less, you do not have to return back. Even if you have time, you don't have to go back to burn it. Yehuda Omer Zev Zev Kazayas. No, the shear is a kazayas. Both chametz and kachim it's kazayas. Chacham, however, split Omrim Basar Kodesh B'Kazayas the chametz B'Kabeta. And that the Gemara is going to. We're not going to get to it today, but the end of Amud Beis discusses the shear, and we'll hopefully get to it tomorrow morning. Says the Gemara, Ur Minu. Haholich Lechel Sudas Erisin Rebeis Chama. If someone goes to eat a Sudas, the Suda we spoke of in the house of his future father in law, Vulishbos Shvisas Harishus, he goes to the Tchum to get the extra Shvus, Yachzir Miyad. He has to go back right away. So the Kash is, we said in the Mishnah, Sudas Erisin, a person's going to, he only has to return to burn the Chametz if he has time to burn the Chametz and then come back and not miss the Sudas Mitzvah. But here it says, across the board, whenever you're going to Sudas Mitzvah, you have to go back and burn it. Let's say you missed the whole Sudas Mitzvah. Let's say you missed the whole Sudas Erisin. I still have to go back.
But doesn't it include the Tosa for Korban Pesach that you want?
Say it again, sorry?
The mission is talking about a case where Lishchot et Pischo Velimodes.
Right, those are all, it was all three different cases.
Oh, it's a different
case. Yeah.
Okay.
Either he's going to Shechta Pesach or the Mila or the Sudas Erisin.
Okay.
So Sudas Erisin, the mission says, you only have to go back if you could return to go to the Sudas Mitzvah. This price in the Gemara says, no, you always go back. So Amar Biyochanan lo kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Yosi, it's actually machlokas tanayim, well, they have to go back. The Tanya, Sudas Erisim Rishus, divi Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Rishus, it's only Rishus, you have to go back to burn the chametz. However, Rabbi Yosi, Omer Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, the Sudas Erisim is a mitzvah. So our mission is according to Rabbi Yosi, where there's a mitzvah. If you're involved in the mitzvah of the Sudas Erisim, so then you only go back to chametz, to burn the chametz, if you have time to go back to take part in the Sudas Mitzvah. However, Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Brayos and the Gemara, which says it's only Rishus, and you should miss the Rishus of Sudas Erisin for the purpose of burning the Chametz. If I remember correctly, I think some bring this sugi as a raya, the Machlokas, whether Erisin, which is also Kedushin, one of the same thing, Machlokas, the Rush, and others, whether or not Kedushin is a mitzvah or not. The Rush writes it's a matir, others write it's a mitzvah. They point to this sugi here, this actually might be a Machlokas Tanayim. If the Sud of Erisin is a Sudas mitzvah, it only makes sense if Erisin itself is a mitzvah. So some say this is a raya, that's his mitzvah. Others say no. Look at the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Sudas Erisin is only Rishus. If Sudas Erisin is only Rishus, that seems to imply that Erisin is only a Rishus. It's only a matir. It's not a mitzvah to perform Kedushin.
But Erisin is not Kedushin.
Erisin and Kedushin is the same thing, yeah.
No, Kedushin is when you get used.
Engagement. That's an engagement period. Erisin and Kedushin.
It's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the Suin is marriage.
Right, okay.
So says this, that's the first answer to the Gemara, that Rehud and Rabbi Yossi are arguing whether or not a Sudas Erisin is a Rishus or a Mitzvah. Now that we have a Rav Chista says something different. He says, really the Machlokas is a Sudas Shinia. The whole discussion, whether you go back for Erisin or not, is regarding the second Suda they used to have. About the Suda Rishon, the very first one where they actually got engaged, that first moment, that first Suda, Divriya Kol Mitzvah, everyone agrees it's a Mitzvah. The only Machlokas is regarding the second Suda. So then once that's the case, Afilu Tema, Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. You could be consistent. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah and the author of this Brisa. And what, it's not a machlokas. V'lokasha, ha b'sur de rishona, ha b'sur de shnia. Our mission is talking about the sur de rishona. This first sur that you would have is the sur de smitzu. That's like the vort, right after they get engaged. And it's not exactly, but the second suda in the Braisa is a one after the fact where you would where it'd only be Rishus, and therefore you have to go back to burn the chametz. So Tanya, Braisa says, Amar Bihuda, ani lo shemati ela sudas erisin, avalo savlanus. So I only heard that for sudas erisin, which is the mitzvah, that initial suda, only that is the mitzvah, only that one you have to go back for. You don't have to go back for it necessarily. Avalo savlanus, not the second one, they send, have additional meals, send additional presents. That second suda, he never heard of such a mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yosi responds, Ani shemati sudas erisin v'savlanus. I heard both them. Both erisin and savlanus, both of them are going to be considered a mitzvah. Okay, so that's the discussion and difference between the first suda and the second suda of erisin. Now the Gemara is going to bring a number of interesting braises, some that might be a little difficult for us to accept about how we view Ame Haaretz, but all right, we'll take it with a grain of salt. It's Gemara, but we have to understand they live in different times, and as negative as it sounds, so...
Sounds exciting.
Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Suda She'ena Shel Mitzvah, Ein Tam L'Chacham Rashai Lehenos Mimena. Any Suda that's not a mitzvah, one cannot partake in such a meal. I happen to have a brother, and I have two brother-in-laws who are very big Tamid Chachamim, so a few years ago, I once had a barbecue in my house. I invited my in-laws over and my brother-in-law over, and then he just got up there and just made a seam. Just out of nowhere. I was wondering why he was just making a seam. So he explained to me, because now by him making a seam, he can make it into a sudas mitzvah, and now he'll partake in it. Not that he doesn't partake in non-sudas mitzvahs, but whenever he can, since he had it in the back pocket to make a seam, making anything into sudas mitzvah, so that makes it now Tam Chacham is allowed to be nehenah from it. If it's not sudas mitzvah, so then they can't be nehenah from it.
I think Rav Busa, you know, comes with the grandson of the Baba Sadi.
Uh-huh.
I think he fasts the whole week unless there's a Sudas Mitzvah.
Really?
Yeah, during the day. At night he eats. That's what I heard.
That's intense. So, Kigon Mai. So, what's an example of this? So, what's an example of a Sudas Mitzvah? Amar B'Yochanan Kigon Bas Kohen Li Yisrael. That's a Sudas Mitzvah. This is a Sudas She'eino Shel Mitzvah. What's an example of a suda that's not of a mitzvah? Could go and bas kohen li Yisrael. When a bas kohen marries Yisrael, bas kohen is supposed to keep it in the family. Marrying outside into Yisrael, that's already a non-sudas mitzvah. U'bas tam l'chochem l'am haaretz, and pas tam l'chochem shouldn't be able to marry an am haaretz. The Rabbi Yochanan bas kohen li Yisrael ain't a zvog in the ul yof. It's not a good shidduch if a bas kohen marries Yisrael.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, mahi. So, Amar Rav Chisda, what's going to be the result of such a shidduch? I'm Rav Chisda, O Almana, O Grusha, O Zera Einla. Bad, you know, doesn't say the best of things about this. And the post can try to deal with that. Doesn't seem to be that way we paskin nowadays. But bad things the Gemara says about a Bas Kohen marrying a Yisrael. Even a Yisrael Tam Chacham. B'masnisa Tana Kovra, you're going to bury her. O Kovraso, or she's going to bury him. O Miviyasa Lidi Anias, or they're going to come to poverty. Aini, is this really true? V'hamar b'yuchan harotzli shi sasher. Person wants to become rich. Yidabek b'zaro sha'aron. One should be a cling to the children of the Aaron, of the Kohanim. Kol shken shetorah v'kuna v'masraason. So certainly that the Torah and the Kuna, everything all together, is going to make them richer, so one should try to be dabek the children of Aaron. Lo kasher. Hab b'tan v'chacham. Hab amar. It says the Gemara, no. When it comes to Tam Chacham, so then a Tam Chacham can marry Bas Kohen. That's okay. But when an Am Aretz marries a Bas Kohen, that's already what the Brice is talking about. Those are bad things. So now, Bizman Hazeh, in terms of Bas Kohen marrying an Am Aretz, the Rambam brings us down l'halacha. This is real halacha maisa. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes that nowadays the definition of Am Aretz in this halacha is not Am Aretz as we know it. The Gemara Brachos gives a number of things which would be considered Am Haaretz, and probably all of us here, most people that we know, are probably considered Am Haaretz, not because we are Am Haaretz as we refer to it, but the standards of an Am Haaretz was very high that none of us would really fit into those categories. So one of them, for example, which I'm always troubled by when I read this, when I learn this Gemara, is that if you're not Mishamish Tam Bidei Chachamim, which I personally was not, you're considered Am Haaretz. That puts most of us in that category of being Am Haaretz. If that's the category, that means basically nobody's able to marry a Bas Kohen. The Shulchan Aruch says the definition of Am Haaretz in this context means someone who's mezal zel mitzvos. That's the definition. If that's the case, most of us are not, I assume all of us here, and most people that we know are not mezal zel mitzvos, and therefore they would not be considered amarets, and anyone can marry a bas kohen. The Noz B'Yehuda has a fascinating tshuva. He writes, everyone's so makbid on the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. What's the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? That a number of them he has, but one of them is actually I got it. I always get every Rosh Chodesh I get a shaila. Yeah, right. Can you get a haircut on a Rosh Chodesh or not? So Mikadin, one can get a haircut Rosh Chodesh. There's no real strong Isim Lacha unless you're, the women have a certain minhag. But that's the only thing. But Mikadin, men have no real obligation, so you can get a haircut. There's a Tavar, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, not to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. That has been the custom. Now, the Yehuda was talking in reference to, though, to that the Chassid shouldn't have the same name as his father-in-law, and the Kala shouldn't have the same name as his mother-in-law, and everyone's so makbid on this. There's no source for this. It says you could keep it, but it's no source. When it comes to Lach of an Amar, it's marrying a Bas Kohen, no one cares about that. No one's choshish. Everyone's okay with that. So he was very bothered by this, that people were not so choshish for this halacha.
What's the story of the Kohen is an Amar, and the daughter is a total Amar?
But I guess still, the fact that the Zera of a Kohen that comes from that
that's
lineage...
That's irrelevant.
That you know, okay. Trump sitting has that there's potential, and that Zera of a Kohen potentially become someone great, I guess.
Kutzkerov said that Halavai Rabbi Yehuda Chassid should have put the Aser Sedibros in his tzava.
that's what Rabbi Wine always says, and it's a pity that the Dignov is one of Aser Sedibros, another Minhag, because if it was Minhag, nobody would be stealing.
That says the Gemara now. Rabbi Yeshua Nosav Kanta, he married a Kohenes, Bas Kohen. Chalish, he got weak, he got sick. Amar lo nichale la'aron de'ad big bazare de'havi le'chasna. So it's not, the children of Aaron don't want me to be the son-in-law of the Kohanim. That's why he got sick. Kiana, just like me, they don't want a son-in-law like myself. Rav Idi bar Abin Nosav Kanta, he also married a Bas Kohen. Nafik minei trei b'nei smicha, two great gedolim, two rabbanim came out of him. Rav Sheshes b'rei de'Rav Idi, Rav Yeshua b'rei de'Rav Idi. So he married off to Bas Kohen, and he had good results. Amra papa, ilo nisivna kanta, had I not married a Kohen, lo I asra, I would not become rich. So he also fared well marrying a Bas Kohen. Amra Rav Kana, ilo nisivna kanta, had I not married a Kohen, a Bas Kohen, lo gali, I would not have been exiled. So he happened to have, it didn't fare him well, he got exiled. Samulei v'halamakum Torah Galisa. Rav Kana was exiled. He had a famous story of the Gemara in Ksubas, I think it is Ksubas, right? Or Baba Kama, maybe. So Rav Kana was exiled. Baba Kama. Rav Kana was exiled from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So it was a good exile. You got to go to Eretz Yisrael. You got to go to Makam Torah. So that was a good thing. He says, "Lo gali kid gali inchi." I wasn't exiled like normal people were exiled. He was chased away. So for him, it was exile. It was forced out. So it wasn't pleasant for him. So Rav Kana did not fare well by marrying a Bas Kohen. This is a scary din. Anybody, or I guess a memra, anybody who gets hana from a stam suda, suda's rishus.
No prime grill.
So you get exiled. Shinemar v'ochlim karim mitzon v'agolim mitoch mirbak v'ksiv lachen ata yiglu b'rosh golem. So when someone eats from the sheep and the cattle, in the end he's going to get exiled to Rosh Golem. So bad things for people who are nehene from Sudas Rishus. I'm not sure how exactly to take this, but, okay.
As long as you get your bill, you're not enjoying it so much. Right?
The Gemara also said in Brachos that Rami Bar Chama and Mar Ukva Bar Chama married the daughters of Rav Chista, who were Bas Kohen.
Oh, yeah?
I think there's another Gemara that says that they had good children.
Uh-huh, okay. I don't remember that. So that's another case. I guess one would wonder why it's not here on the list then. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol Tamil Chachim Hamar Besudasa B'chomakom Sof Machir Vezbeisa. Tamil Chachim, who eats a lot, who enjoys food a lot, so then in the end his house will be destroyed. Umalman Es Ishto, and his wife will become a widow. And Rashi says it doesn't mean literally widow, but the fact that he's going to be looking for money, and he has to get a parnas because he's eating so much, so he needs to support all the food he's eating, so he's going to be running around trying to look for some parnasa. Mayasim as a gozlov, and his gozlov, which is a reference to his children, become orphans, if you will, not really orphans, but because the father's going to be going around looking for money, it's going to be problematic. They won't have much of a father around the house. The Talmud of Mishtachek, he's going to forget his learning, because he's so busy with trying to make a parnasa now. Mimenu. Umachokas, rabos, bozlov, and there's going to be a number of arguments, fights with him. B'dvar v'eino nishmam, no one's going to listen to him anymore. Mechal Shem Shemaim, the Shem Rabbah, Shem Aviv, everyone's going to be disgraced. Shem Shemaim, his Rebbe, his parents. V'gorim v'shem ra lo levano v'nei vano, and a bad name is going to be a bad reputation for him, his children, and his grandchildren. Ad sof kol doros. So not good things for a Tamil Chacham who is mar besudasa.
He's addicted to food.
He's addicted to food, right. So mahi. So my, what's he going to be, what's his bad reputation he's going to get? So amar baye, karule bar machim tanur. They're going to call him someone who warms up the oven. He's a... Rav Amar Bar Market Bekove, someone who's going to be like dancing like a clown, dancing in the streets to try to get some beer. Rashi's the issue is like to...
It's a fresher.
Right. And Rav Papa Amar Bar Malichacha Pinchi, so I'm not sure what you have in the article, what exactly that means.
A plate liquor.
A plate liquor, oh, okay.
Some
and,
good lines
here. Right. And Rav Shmaya Amar Bar Mach Rava, someone who's very poor, it seems like.
Wasn't the son of Rabbi Shimon, like, when we said that was a whole few daf on Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon, that he used to be working for the government, and they didn't allow him to bury, and he was in the attic for a long time, and his body never got decomposed.
I'm trying to remember this.
And he was very overweight.
Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Bav Metzia.
Yeah, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, right?
Yeah. So Bav Metzia?
I don't think it was. I think it was closer to
can't remember where this is.
Yeah.
The folding couch or croucher is basically someone who's like an ani.
Uh-huh.
It's the way of like an ani or someone that gets drunk, that they take their clothing, they fold it.
Uh-huh.
It's not Mizrachi, by the way.
Okay.
and they sleep on it, like in the streets, that people actually go home to a bed.
Ah, that's what Rashi says here. Oh, so that's what it means. Machrava, okay, he sleeps on his clothing.
Yeah,
okay, so not good things about this person.
Clearly.
So Tamil Chacham shouldn't be too addicted to food. So says the Gemara further, Tanur Rabbanu, Liolam Yimcha Adam Kol Mashi Eshlo. Person should always sell any of his property, V'yisa Bas Tamil Chacham, to be able to marry the daughter of a Tamil Chacham. Neshim Meis Ogolim, because if he dies or he gets exiled, Muv Tachlo Shibbanam Tamil Chacham, he's promised basically, he's confident that his children will be continued Tamil Dechachamim from their grandfather through their mother. V'yisa Bas Amaret, but never marry the daughter of Amaret, Shim Meis Ogolim, Ban of Amaret, because if he dies or gets exiled, I guess the mother, who's the daughter of a Am Haaretz, won't know how to raise the kids properly, and they will result in Am Haaretz as children. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Liolam Yimchor Adam Kol Mashi Yesh Lo V'Yisa Bas Tamil Chacham. The person, again, should sell everything he has to marry a Bas Tamil Chacham, V'Yasi Bito Tamil Chacham, and also marry his own daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Mashal In V'Agefen Bin V'Agefen, Davar Na Skabel, V'Lo Yisa Bas Am Haaretz, Mashal An V'Agefen Bin V'Insne, Davar Kar, V'Einu Skabel.
Whenever in the when this where it comes from?
This is
only the Gemara that
yep.
comes from?
Oh. This is the Gemara.
Oh, wow.
In the Geffen, you know, the grapes of the vine should go along with the other grapes of the vine and connect them together, and everything's going to be accepted well. But if you have in the Geffen married a sneh, a thorn bush, so that won't be, that'll be very ugly and won't be very well accepted. But this is, that song is from this Gemara right here.
Uh-huh.
Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the top line, Mem Tesam and Beis. Liolam Yimchar Adam Kol Mashi Yeshlo, a person should always sell any of his property, everything he has. V'yisa Bas Tamil Chacham, again, repeats the same idea, to marry Tamil Chacham, the daughter of a Tamil Chacham. V'lo Matzaba Tamil Chacham. Let's say he can't find a daughter of a Tamil Chacham. No one's available, no one that's the right age bracket. V'yisa Bas Gedol Hador, so then Gedol Hador. Now, it doesn't mean Gedol Hador as we know, because Gedol Hador L'chor should be higher up than a Bas Tamil Chacham. So rather means, says Rashi, top line, Anshe Maisev Tzadikim, people who are not necessarily as learned, but they do wonderful things. Lo Matza Bas Gedolei Hador, you can't find any of those. And then the next level down is Yisa Bas Rosh Knessios, the ones who really head the shuls and organize the shuls. Lo Matza Bas Rosh Knessios, you can't find any of those available. Yisa Bas Gabay Tzedakah, the ones collecting and giving out the money. Lo Matza Bas Gabay Tzedakah, Yisa Bas Mlamne Tinokos, then you could speak to the Rebbeim of the younger children. Lo Yisa Bas Am Haaretz, but never have to marry the daughter of an Am Haaretz. Mipnei Shehin Shekets, they're considered Shekets. Vinisho Seim, the wives are called the Sherets. Not the best things to say about them. Vabno Seim, who Omer, Arur Shochevim Kol Behema. And marrying the daughter of one of these children is like sleeping with a Behema. So not very good things to say. Yeah. Okay. It's just the Gemara. I'm not calling anybody Amara, so whoever, you know, whoever fits into this category would be that. But if you use that same definition of the Shulchan Aruch, that Amara is defined by Mizalos of a Mitzvah, so hopefully no one falls into that category. Tanya Rabbi Omer, Am Haaretz Aser Lechel Basar. He's not allowed to eat meat in Am Haaretz. Shenemar Zos Tarasa Behema V'Ha'of. What's the word Taras? Kol ha'osek b'Torah mutar lechol baser b'heim avov. Anyone who's learning Torah can eat. Kol she'eino osek b'Torah also lechol baser b'heim avov. Anyone who's not involved in Torah cannot eat baser. So some say the machlok is whether this is supposed to be taken literally or not. Some say it's derek guzmas. No, it's not. It doesn't really mean he can't eat meat. Of course, he's allowed to eat meat. Others say no, he cannot eat meat for very practical reasons, because the amar does not know how to shecht properly, doesn't know how to salt properly, doesn't know how to prepare properly. So for that reason, there's so many dinim needed for eating meat, just like shavuos. The reason why we have milk, one of the customs are they just learned all the halachas of shechita, all the halachas of tarovas, all the halachas of melicha. They didn't have time to learn this, to understand it. So they were basically at that moment am ha'aretz in regards to the halachas of shechita and basar. So just like they couldn't eat, so too an am ha'aretz who doesn't know these halachas cannot eat either. But again, others say, no, it's really b'derech guzma. It's not really meant to mean a halachic point here. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Am ha'aret mutter l'nochro b'yuma kipurim shechal yos Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar says, you are allowed to, nochro is a way of just, you could kill, basically, an Am ha'aret on Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. So Amar lo l'tamida Rabbi Omer l'shochta, why don't you say to shechtim? So why don't you shech the person? Why do you have to be nocher? Nocher is like tearing him up. So I'm like, zeh ton bracha v'zeh ton bracha. No, because shechita requires a bracha. So if I shech him, I've got to say a bracha. But the nochro, ripping him up, doesn't require a bracha. So I'm not sure really what to make of that. Now, actually, this is really crazy, but I was once in a restaurant, and the person, the store owner, says to me, does kisei adam require bracha? I said, I said, yeah, I think it requires a bracha. I said, but it depends. Like, not every, you know, every animal you're killing requires kisei dam.
A chayano.
Right, a chayano, but not a behema. He says, well, I don't know. What would you consider a mashkiach? I said, I don't know. I said, I think he's a behema and a chay. He said to me, so if he's a behema and a chay, so maybe you require a kisei dam and then say a bracha. So I happened mamish last week. I saw the guy says to me this. He's like, Rabbi, what bracha do you say in kisei dam? So the Mashiach apparently just walked out of the restaurant. He wasn't too pleased with him. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Am Ha'aretz, Aser L'Hislavos, Imo Baderch. You cannot go on the way anywhere. You can't go along with a Ham Ha'aretz. Shenemar Ki Hi Chayecha, Varuch Yamecha, Achayev Lochas, Achayev Chaver Lokol Shugim. The Pasuk tells us, what's Chayecha? What's your life source? The Torah is your life source. Now, if the Am Ha'aretz obviously doesn't care about his own life. The fact that he doesn't learn Torah, he doesn't care about his own life. Certainly, he's not going to care about your life. He's not going to protect you. He may kill you. So therefore, you should not go alone, you and an Am Ha'aretz. I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Am Ha'aretz mutar l'koro kedag. I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzhak u'megavo. You're allowed to tear, you could rip him open like you take a fish and just tear it open, and on its back, you could kill him from behind. One's permitted to do this, because that's a nice, brutal way of killing him, because that's what he deserves, explains the Gemara.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Derech, how do you think we would define that? Something that requires, like, tefillah derech?
Derech, oh.
Because sometimes you could go with a client to...
right.
Sorry, Adam, to hit upon this again. But like, sometimes you have to go with a client to certain places, or, you know...
Right, I hear. I mean, I'm not sure if this is brought down the halach. I don't see it being brought down the halach. It's like
it
good advice.
That's why it would be.
Right, it's good advice. I'm not sure. I'll look at me afterwards. I'll look in the back, see if it's brought down, defined any bit more. It seems to be a very practical thing, whether the concern he might kill you or not. I don't think it's very likely nowadays, but you never know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, says the Gemara now, Tanya, last narrow line on this daf, on this Amr. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Kiva. Kishayisi Am Aretz, when I used to be an Am Aretz, before he knew anything, Rabbi Kiva says about himself, Amarti, mi tein li tamil chacham. Who's going to bring me? Who's going to present me with a tamil chacham? Van shechnu kichamer. I can bite him like a donkey. I'm going to bite him. I'm really going to take a nice, large bite out of him. Amrilo, tamidav. So is tamidav say to Rabbi Kiva, Rebbe, emro kelev. Why do you say like a chamer? Why do you say like a dog? Why do you choose a donkey? Because a chamer has a much stronger bite. This one's going to be able to not only bite him, but rip through the bones. A dog doesn't have such a strong bite. So this is Rabbi Kiva just giving the impression what the Am Ha'aretz, what he used to be, how they viewed Talmid HaChamim. It wasn't the best of relationships they had. So Tanya, Hayer Rebbe Meir Omer Kol Hamasi Bitul Am Haaretz. Anybody who marries his daughter off to an Am Haaretz, Keilu Kofaso Manicha Lefnei Aretz. As if you're tying her down and placing her in front of a lion. Ma Ari Doris Ve'och Chavein Lo Boshish Barim. A lion will tear apart its prey and eat the prey and has no embarrassment, no shame. Af Am Haaretz Make Uboel Ve'ein Lo Boshish Barim. Also, he'll treat her very inappropriately and have no embarrassment and no shame. Tanya Rabbi Eleazar Omer Il Mali Anu Tzrich Lehem Lemas Lematan. Had we Tami Techam not been needed for them, that they need us, in other words, Hayu Horgin Osan, they would have killed us. But the Amerites need us to sell their products to, so they need us, the Tami Techam, so they let us live. Tanya Rabbi Chia Kol Osik Betorah Lefnei Amaretz. Anybody who learns Torah in front of an Amaretz, Kilu Bo Arusasa Befonav. As if you're having a beer with Arusasa in front of him. Shinemar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Al Tikri Marasha Ela Murasa. So for that, based on pasuk, we see that you cannot learn Torah. They use this drasha for a number of different places, but this drasha says that they learn it out to be in this case that you can't learn in front of Am Haaretz. It's as if Bol Arusasa Bifanov.
What's the limud Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Murasa? Even if you learn it Murasa, so how do you learn what?
Well, what exactly is the drasha here?
Yeah, I understand.
So that the Torah is supposed to be our form of an engagement with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if the Torah is being taken by the Am Haaretz,
it's like taken by
yeah.
Okay. You can't wait till we learn this today on the long railroad by train. I'm gonna say you're not supposed to do that.
Right. But that cart isn't that cart only just for the people learning?
Halavai.
Right. Oh, now it's other people there also.
Especially when you had to cancel trains, sometimes you could have 10 kushim listening to Daf Yomi.
All right. It's interesting.
This is called Ki'ilu Baal Arusa. So his
someone else's Arusa in front of this very person. So, like an Am Haaretz is taking our Arusa, taking our Torah in front of our face.
I think it's his own.
It sounds like it's like you're taking his Arusa in front of him. No?
Taking. Yeah, you're taking someone else's Arusa. No, Am Haaretz is taking our Arusa.
Amharitz brought his wife before him.
The Amharitz brought his wife in front?
Yeah.
That's what Arto seems to be.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah? 22. I would think the other way around.
For one, thereby embarrassed.
He says Rashi, yeah.
Rashi just says, Kilu bol arusasa bifanov shemivayisha, embarrasses him. Merusa lechol kiyas Yaakov.
You mean mivayish is the Amharitz?
Marsha explains that the Torah became Israel's Beroth at Sinai, like Beroth's wife. The Torah was merely designated for the Jews at that time. The religion was not consummated until they studied. Thus, to an Am Haaretz who was not studied, the Torah is still analogous to a Beroth's wife.
You're taking the Am Haaretz's
fiance,
Arusa, and being bald in front of him because he never
married.
Right? Uh-huh, I see. That's the point. That's Marsha saying.
Yeah.
I see.
He never married.
Okay.
Which you would think is a good thing. I would think it's like a shtach. That's a good thing. You should do it to show him.
According to the article, he's embarrassing him because he doesn't know anything.
Embarrassing Amharitz. We're concerned about the busha of the Amharitz.
But not killing him.
I like better stab with the knife.
Okay, says the Gemara now. Sina, this next point is so true. Sina shesonin Am Haaretz l'tamnu chacham, yosir misina shesonim ovdi kochavim. And Am Haaretz hates a tamnu chacham more so than they hate non-Jews.
Wow.
Shesonim ovdi kochavim es Yisrael.
So in the money.
Yeah. V'nishosem yosir mehen. And their wives even more than they themselves. The wives of Am Haaretz hate them even more. Tana, Shana Upirish, Yos Mikulon. And someone who learns and goes off the derech, he's worse than the rest of them. Wow. Also very true. So Tana Rabbanim, Shisha Devarim, Nemru Ba Am Haaretz. There are 6 things said about an Am Haaretz. Ein Moshen Lahen Edus. You don't give over Edus to them. Which Rashi says to mean, Ein Moshen Lo Edus, Ein Mizamnin Osa Lishmo Davar Lehaid Alav. You don't invite him over, come listen to this way you could serve as an aid. We don't do that. Evain mekalun menu edus. We don't accept edus from them either. They don't accept their testimony. Evain megalun hem tov. We don't tell them over any secrets because they're going to just go tell people. Evain memanin also apotropos. We don't al yisom. We don't trust them to oversee the properties of the orphans. Evain memanin also apotropos al kupa shel tzedaka. And certainly not on top of they shouldn't be a treasurer of the tzedaka funds. Evain mislavin yimam bederach. And also they should not be. Don't escort with them with a derech. We have to look at the definition of what derech means. V'yeshomim, others say, af ein machriz na albidasa, certainly, not certainly, also some say you machriz when they lose an object, you shouldn't announce that so-and-so's object had been lost. And I'm not sure exactly how you know, if you know it's an amharetz, how do you know, if it's a lost object, you don't know who owns it. How do you know it's an amharetz? So, l'chor, you should have to always be machriz it. And then with Tanakama, Zimni Dinofik Mine Zaramalya, Vachile, Shinemar, Yochim Vitali Gilbesh. No, it's possible that in an Akhanami, this person himself is an Amaretz, but it's possible he might have children and offspring who will be Talmid Chachamim, so give the Amaretz back the clothing, because possible he'll pass it on to his children and grandchildren who may become Talmid Chachamim. So in fact, Tosa asks this question, I just noticed this right now. Tosa is Yesha Omrim Af Ein Machrizan Al Vidaso, he asks, Vim Tomer, Me'ain Yodea Shel Amaretz. How do you know if it's that of an Amaretz? If you don't know who owns the object, who knows it's Amaretz? Vim Marim, Kigon Shishayar Al Shel Amaretz Overis, the whole caravan of Amaretz passed by, and you saw one of them drop something, so the whole caravan was Amharet, so then you know for certain it came from Amharet, but you don't know which one, therefore you have to be machriz on it. It says it's Yeshua, you do not have to be machriz on this din. So this is a good place to stop, but we have a few minutes. I'm going to just look back at the end, at least you don't have to stay for this if you want, but I'm going to look back at the question of the derech. This is halacha applied to all.
Here, when you talk about Amharetz, it's like a mumar. What are we talking about? Like,
right.
What's the because?
So that's the definition. Yeah, the Gemara Bracha says the definition. There's a number of machlokas, like four-way, five-way machlokas, how to define Amharetz. And one of them, as I said, was that even someone who learned everything, they know Kol Torah Kula, except they were never Mishamish Shetam L'Chacham, such a person is considered Amharetz, according to those standards. I don't imagine those are the standards that this Gemara is referring to, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch we said, says, Mezal Zal B'mitzvahs, that's the definition of Amaretz in regards to a Amaretz marrying a Bas Kohen. Anybody who's better than a Mezal Zal B'mitzvahs will not be considered Amaretz. So I assume that same definition will apply to all these statements, is my guess.
I just have to follow Adam and I'm good.
I don't know if I meet the qualifications.
Prior to the beer, with clients, I think so.
Right. Hey, Ricky.
How are you?
I'm alive. How are you doing?
How are you?